This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, it's us again, and this is for Monday. Do you wish you could just run away? Well, unfortunately, if you did run away because of your troubles, they just follow you. So today we want to help those of you that are listening to discover a better solution than escaping your problems, since you know what? You can never run away from yourself.
That's right.
You will just go with you. You know, it's one of those things we get, if I could only run away all this from all this and start over again. You know, but you'd be taking your troubles with you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change your conditions by running away from them.
That's right.
But what you can do is change your point of view about them and how they relate to you. And you know what? When we do that little by little, we can change our own world, not by escaping to a new one with the same old us, but by making a new us out of our old self.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's right. We got these from a couple of scriptures. Mm-hmm. First one is Romans 12:2. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
And as you're looking up the other one, that's all about changing the way you think about your situation instead of running from it. How do you see it? What's your attitude towards it?
And then there's Ephesians 4:23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes.
That's right.
Wow.
Turn to Him for the solution instead of running away, because it's still going to follow you. It's still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? So will you.
Yeah.
And so will you. So this is such a temptation, I think, for all of us. I just want to throw my hands up and run away and never come back to this.
That's right.
I cannot deal with this. I don't know what to do about it. It just keeps, I don't know, won't go away.
Yeah.
But you can't run from it.
Well, it doesn't appeal to me to run away anyway, because I don't like to run.
Oh, well, I do.
I like to jog. I mean, I like to walk. I walk with Troy all the time. But I'm just kind of putting light of it. Mm-hmm. As far as running goes, I'm not a big fan of that. But you are. Mm-hmm. You do really well.
Mm-hmm. It's tempting. I mean, I love to run, and sometimes I just keep running. Don't take this wrong, but I just won't come back.
Well, thanks, honey.
Well, no, you're not even home. I'm just saying, sometimes it's just too much.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen too much on the news, if you listen too much to other people's problems that don't seem to get better, if you pay too much attention to your over-obsessive thinking, you just want to run.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change anything. It might help for a little while, but it's always going to come back.
That's right. I mean, it's going to find you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that is, it's you.
Yeah, we take us.
You're running away from yourself.
Wherever we go.
But so wherever you go, it's going to be there, you know?
But who else goes with us wherever we go?
Well, if you're a Christ believer, mm-hmm. Jesus does.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And He can put a calm in that situation.
Yes, He can.
The worst of situations. Okay, we're talking from experience here. Okay, we're not just saying this because, you know, we're reading it out of scriptures. I mean, we're talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God has been in the center, personally, of my life, in Teresa's life, when we were single and as a couple, that, man, we just wouldn't have made it, you know, without Him. And there are times we wanted to run away.
You hear that song, God will make a way when there seems to be no way?
That's right.
Sometimes it's when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to imagine that. How can He turn this for good? But He does, and He can.
He does. You know, and, you know, by running away, really, we're just making the situation worse. Because the inevitable is this. You're going to either have to face it eventually by yourself or with God. When I tried to do it by myself, man, I tell you what, It might have been okay for a little while, but it blew up again.
Mm-hmm.
But the decisions I've made when I prayed and consoled with God, my wife, and maybe an accountability partner, man, it's all been good.
Yeah, and so much, too, about being proactive. Just go on and be proactive, and instead of running, just go on and just try to take care of it. Let's just nip this in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sleep good tonight. I still don't want to be dealing with this tomorrow, if it's possible. Let's get this taken care of. And sometimes things don't work out that way. It takes time to work certain things out. But you still can't run away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, you always have to look back and go, okay, what is God going to teach me through this? What do I need to learn through this? What happened? And then when you get over to the other side, a lot of times you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole running thing, and like you said, we've both done, it doesn't help. It just takes care of it for a little while.
That's true. And, you know, if you really think about it, when you run away from a problem or a situation, not only are you running away from the problem, you're running away from God.
You are. Well, I remember when I was, you know, recently divorced and mm-hmm. dealing with a lot of depression and stuff, I remember thinking, God, if I could just, you know, just go to sleep and not wake up. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to actually do anything about that, but I just kept thinking, that's my way out of this pain. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to feel this anymore. I don't want to have to think about this anymore. I could just go on and be with you. But you know what? That's not how he chose for me to get through that.
That's right.
He chose for me to work through it a little bit, day by day. And lo and behold, all these years later, I'm able to sit in front of some other women that are going through the same thing and help them see how I work through it with God a little bit at a time. There's no quick fix in most mm-hmm. cases, you know, especially when it comes to this kind of stuff. But there's so much growth in it, and your roots can go deep with God when you don't run and you just deal.
That's right. But, you know, the more you run away really from your problems and from Jesus, the faster he runs towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And really what he wants you to do is just, yeah, throw up your arms. But as your arms come down, point them towards him. He wants to give you a big hug. All right? And he wants to give you a slap on the back, if you're a guy. And say, you know what? It's going to be okay. Together, we're going to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because Jesus is a man's man. Okay?
And he's proactive.
That's right. You know, he's not going to let Satan harm you if that's what you choose.
Yeah.
With your heart. But if you choose today, if you've never known Jesus, then you can stop running.
Yeah.
And then you can meet up with him. And start solving your problems instead of running from your problems.
Run to him.
That's right.
He's your strong tower. He's your hiding place. Run to him, not away from him. He's there.
Yeah. Well, maybe you did know Jesus, and maybe a situation came along, and you didn't call on him, but you thought it was too much, and you ran away, and you ran away from God. He wants you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing right there, and he's wanting you to come back. Yeah, or maybe you've been in church for a long time, and you're just now realizing, my goodness, I've been running away from the God for a long time. Today is the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you'd like to give your life to Christ, please pray this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And my sins are forgiven. Thank you so much. Lord, I don't want to run away mm-hmm. anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to run with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've stopped running.
Yeah.
We want to know if you did by contacting us at livingitup.org.
Info@livingitup.org.
Yeah. And, or you can email us. I'm sorry. At info@livingitup.org. That's what I was trying to say. I was just trying to run away right then for a moment and let us know. And it's the greatest day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about birthdays. That's your born again You got your belly button birthday and your born again birthday.
That's right.
Well, this has been great. And so, you know, if you're wishing that you could just run away, you don't have to anymore. Because you know what? Your troubles are just going to follow you. So today we hope that you helped to discover a better solution for escaping, since you can never run away from yourself. Run to Him. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.
keep living it up.
Wabba gang again.